Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hope you all had a fantastic Christmas. Crazy flights. I saw, like, I don't know how many hundreds, even thousands of flights canceled. And for those of you that are still traveling, Godspeed. I hope you guys get back safely. For those of you that did get back safely, thank God. I know it kind of was a crazy weekend, and, you know, but hopefully you got to spend it with the family. So now we're coming into New Year's. And with the COVID cases going up and Omicron cases and the Omicron wave and, you know, all the travel disasters, et cetera, people are turning to, I don't think they're turning to Dr. Fauci or public officials, but I think public officials and Dr. Fauci feel it is their duty to reach out to everybody. And the piece of advice we've been given this morning is to cancel our New Year's Eve party or to not go to New Year's Eve. Now, you know, I think, and I'm not going to say we all need to shut the heck up in the media or in terms of public health, because that's our job. Our job is to teach you guys about some things, and we got some cool stuff coming around the bend in terms of medicine and the fight with COVID and all that. So I'm not going to say shut the hell up, but what I think I need to say is stop treating people like we're stupid, okay? We have been watching this whole COVID thing since the beginning. We're not dumb. Okay? And before COVID, all right, there would be a law, let's say, with driving. Click it or you get a ticket. All right? All right. Seatbelts will save lives. All right? Seatbelts will save lives. There's a law to make sure you have a seatbelt on. Don't drive fast. Don't drive drunk. Don't be stupid. If it's flu season, pneumonia season, you're going to be outside in the cold. I talk about this every year with news media. Right? You probably want to dress warm. I mean, this isn't something that you have to keep on every week telling people. If it's cold, you want to dress warm. Don't go hiking by yourself. Don't drink too much alcohol and then go to the holiday office party and then start lap dancing your boss where the video goes all over the place. I told you guys the Christmas office party or the holiday party usually gets somebody into trouble, like we saw with that police lieutenant and that police rookie who decided to lap dance him. But I mean, you know, throughout our history, somebody with some knowledge would come out there and say, look, you know, guys, this is what we're seeing. This is our recommendation. But, you know, you guys are smart. You have your own experiences. Here's our warning. Here's our suggestion. There you go. And when you look at what Dr. Fauci said, it was very, very interesting. And again, I realize, and I'll try to criticize him, he's got a tough job because he's media, he's politics, and he's a doctor. But he says, I have been telling people consistently that if you're vaccinated and boosted and you have a family sitting in the home with family and relatives, it's okay to gather. But when you're talking about a New Year's Eve party, we have 30, 40, 50 people celebrating. You do not know the status of the vaccination. I would recommend strongly stay away from that this year. It doesn't matter what the status of their vaccination is, unless you want to protect them. For you, if your vaccination protects you. And somebody vaccinated could spread the virus. So I don't understand why he made that statement. And then at the end, and I'm reading this from Fox News, when it comes to the New Year's Eve party, he says there will be other years to do that, but not this year. Okay, he told CNN this. Now, I don't understand, because any doctor knows that New Year's Eve comes at the peak of all sorts of bad season. New Year's Eve always comes in flu season. New Year's Eve always comes in cold season and heart attack season, in car accident, DUI season. So when he says there'll be other years to do that, not this year, does he even realize what December 31st is? And I get that he was probably interviewed in CNN. When these networks interview you, they actually say, this is what we want you to talk about. They're not going to steer what you say, but they're going to be like, we want you to comment on that. And I'm sure I'm going to be interviewed by a news station saying, would you tell people to go to a New Year's Eve party? I would say, it depends on your risk factors. You know the risks, people. Right? If you think you're vulnerable and you don't want to get sick, the New Year's Eve party could be an environment where you could get sick, not just with COVID, but something else. But it's been like that every year. So you guys remember, did you feel horrible the next day? Did you get sick and you couldn't go to work the following week? Right? If that happened to you in the past, there's a good chance that could happen this time because we're also in a pandemic. So use some sense. If not, and you feel like, you know, you have immunity, you've vaccinated, you have natural immunity, you've eaten well, you've sleeping well, you're not going to overdrink. It's on you. You know, we're not stupid people. And it doesn't make sense because that comment of, yeah, you might want to skip it this year, there'll be other years. I thought the one thing we learned throughout all of COVID is there is no tomorrow. I thought we learned that. You're not going to have, a child's not going to have their kindergarten year again. And we messed that up by forcing that kid to be home. That child may not see their grandparent again. You know, I mean, the attitudes towards Christmas was, okay, you know, because we kind of got in trouble last time with our, you know, advice about Christmas. Fine. Celebrate Christmas, but be careful. Maybe celebrate it outdoors. Stick a fan in the window. Now it's like, oh, with New Year's, there'll be other years. I just think people are just falling all over themselves. And so maybe everybody just needs to maybe shut up for a second and say, look, guys, we taught you everything we could teach you. We're giving you the latest. You guys make your own decision. You know, this is the time of year that people get sick. You know, the hospitals are overwhelmed, so don't be stupid. I mean, that is how I think public officials should be. You know, you don't drive drunk. We're not your mommy. You put a seatbelt on. You wear a helmet when you're on your motorcycle. You don't smoke pot around your kids. These are things that don't have to be every 2 minutes a headline. Maybe parents do need a reminder because some people are stupid. But I don't know. It just I feel like they think we're dumb. 1-877-DOT-BELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I saw Spider-Man when it just came out, and I've been kind of holding my tongue. You know, I haven't told anybody what I thought about it because I wanted a lot of you guys to be able to see it. So I do have a little review on it. But the reason why I bring it up is Spider-Man is just soaring at the box office. And in fact, it is doing so well that it is probably going to be one of the first movies to actually hit the $1 billion mark since 2019 and pre-pandemic. And all I could say is when I saw it, I was like, okay, finally, we aren't seeing the COVID tainting of these movies where the CGI is bad or the plot or it seemed forced or it seemed part was done pre-pandemic part. Well, like Wonder Woman 2. Wonder Woman 2, I'm a big fan of Gal Gadot. I thought she did a great job, but you could see the first opening scene was fantastic. It was probably done pre-pandemic. And then when you start to see some of the other parts, you were like, I don't know, there's a miss. just something just, it just didn't seem right. And we kept seeing this with movies throughout the pandemic. Even though I think 007, most of it was filmed before pandemic. 007 I thought was great, but I like the Spider-Man movie more. So just from an economic standpoint, I just want to say Sony, just this is the latest movie in the Marvel franchise, already has crossed $1 billion at the global box office. The film has reached a milestone only after 12 days after it was released. Avengers Endgame and Avengers Infinity War reached that mark even less, but those were also fantastic movies. When you combine all the heroes in one, we knew the Infinity Wars and Endgame was going to be, they were going to be hits. But No Way Home with Tom Holland and Zendaya, it was very, very well done. It's the first film to reach $1 billion since Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker that was released in December 2019. So does that mean people are going to start coming back to the movies? And again, I'll tell you what I think about the movie without giving you spoilers because I don't want to ruin it. And I'd love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, though I can't read this one comment because there's a spoiler in that. Okay, I'll tell you what I thought. So you go to the movies. You know, Spider-Man is getting younger and younger. It's really hard when now the heroes are younger than you. You know, because I grew up with the Superman movies. You know, and I'm a little kid, and I'm watching Christopher Reeve. I'm like, oh, man, you know, look at that. And then, you know, the Batman movies, and I'm always younger. And then all of a sudden, isn't the guy from Twilight now going to be the new Batman? So you're starting to go, wait a second, I'm actually older than these superheroes? Wait a second here. And then Captain America, I think I'm older than Captain America. And then you're like, okay, whoa. So here's Spider-Man, he's a kid, and Tom Holland does a fantastic job. He's one of my favorite Spider-Men. I like all the Spider-Men, but I think he really was well cast. He's a fantastic actor. And he has this, my favorite type of hero is the one who's humble. Remember I told you guys one of my favorite heroes is John McClane from Die Hard, because he doesn't walk in there like an Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, or a Rambo and just kind of, you know, tear things up. He's kind of like, look, I'm at the wrong place at the wrong time. And so I don't like cockiness. And so even though sometimes the cockiness is funny and I'll enjoy a movie, but my favorite heroes are the ones going, look, this landed on me. I have a job to do. I'm going to do the best I can. And I can relate to that. I think a lot of us can, because we do heroic things. We don't feel like a hero. We're just doing what we can. God gave us some gifts. Like maybe luck gave us, you know, life blessed us with the ability to, you know, do certain things and have certain gifts. And so we help people, we make them happy. And it's just, I think Spider-Man really, really relates to us. But what I like about what they did with the Spider-Man, I'm not going to do spoilers, but what you saw in the previews is they bring back a lot of the ones from previous, you know, a lot of the other bad guys, right? Like you saw the Goblin and things like that. And so they do some unfinished work. I think they might have, you know, change the story to make it look like they tied loose ends. But if there were loose ends, they tied it in together, which was kind of nice. And the action was great. Not too many boring scenes. And it actually, you know, even made me cry a little bit. You know, I haven't cried since I, you know, just got, you know, all my hormones all, and you know, tapped and, you know, left a toxic job. And I've just been like, I've rarely had to cry. And so it was kind of like it showed it was a good movie, and it drew you in. The problem I had with this movie that I'm having with a lot of movies is it is overwhelming in terms of, well, let's just hit you with everything. You know, I think the bar has kept moving up and up and up such that you can't just have a good guy and a bad guy. You have to have multiple bad guys. You have to have a lot of, you know, action sequences. You have to have fire and blowing up and all this, and you have to have a chase scene, and you have to have, and I think sadly these movies are at the point where, like we saw with Squid Game. Squid Game was a TV series, and the reason why it rose to popularity is because it hasn't been done. This may be Hunger Games-ish, but you're like, they just did that? It was something you never saw before. With Spider-Man, it's going to be something you saw before. All right, there's going to be some new little twists. nice plot twist, but, you know, so whoever's doing movies and planning the next movie, either you're going to have to do like the Kurt Warner story. You're going to have to bring back history to life and you know, take a fantastic story and, you know, and recreate it for the movie. Or, you know, you're going to have to, you know, I guess take a well-done series and make it new, make it your own. So being that Spider-Man, you know, how many movies have been in the Spider-Man franchise or all these other franchises, you know, you'd think, okay, well, they couldn't do anything new with it. They did. But I love talking about the economy, and I love talking about the way consumer psychology. We've been away from the movie theater for years. In fact, the first movie I saw since the pandemic was the Aretha Franklin movie. Me and my mom went. And we weren't really nervous about COVID, but I was nervous for her because she was older. But I hadn't gone to the movies in a year or two. The Matrix. I should see The Matrix in the theater. I'm probably going to stream it because we spent all this money on the streams. You know, I love going to the movies. I love that whole, you know, that feeling. But, you know, unfortunately, if somebody's coughing on you, if it's, well, and here's the other thing. I went to the movie theater. And there were nobody at the ticket counter, because I had a question. I always have a question, right? Because I want to know if I get my points. It was Regal, and I wanted to know, and I bought something online, and I was like, I have my Regal card. Was I supposed to do it on an app? But I have no more memory on my phone, so I can't download another app. Anyway, nobody at the ticket counter. So I go to customer service. Nobody at customer service. I go to pee. The bathrooms, and not their fault, but the bathrooms were a mess. There was no bathroom attendant. So I'm noticing that these movie theaters are hopefully going to get back where they get staff. Again, the staff shortage, labor shortage was very obvious at the movie theater. But the movie theaters were on that preface of either they were going to just die because people are going to stream and only the movie theaters that can make it long term are going to do it or going to make it, or they just have to wait out the pandemic. And you need a good movie that draws people in. I'm a huge 007 fan, so I went to the movies to see it. But a lot of young people, you know, 007 is more of a Gen X, baby boomer thing. Not a lot of the millennials and the Gen Zs have that love for James Bond. Spider-Man, they do. Remember, it's going to be the youth. It's going to be the millennials and the Gen Zs that keep these movie theaters in business. So, you need to, one, right, you know, work with them on their childhood and make them, you know, want to go and see the movie. You're going to also want to, of course, make it a good movie because these, they have, I mean, look, I grew up in the Porky's days and things like that. So, I mean, any movie to me is good after seeing Porky's. But for these guys, I mean, they've seen all CGI. They've been, you know, they can tell if something's a good movie or a bad movie. But also, you need to be very careful with the politics. There's politics in all these movies now, and I think Spider-Man, even though they did, you know, they might have had a little bit of it, you didn't feel like you were sitting there just getting blasted with it. And I think Marvel is trying to do a good job with, you know, checking the boxes and not getting canceled, but then on the other end, showing their progressive, showing that, look, it's more about the movie and it's not about trying to make a political statement. And so, I don't know. I think it's great. I think it's definitely worth seeing. I think it's worth seeing in the theater, you know, as long as you aren't worried about COVID and you aren't worried about getting sick. But, you know, the next thing we have to figure out is how do we disengage from all the streaming services? But when you have Hulu and Apple Plus TV and Netflix and HBO Max and Disney Plus and all these, it's really hard to go and spend $60 at a movie theater. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Desmond Tutu, South Africa's Nobel Peace Prize winning archbishop and modern day activist, died Sunday at 90. Upon becoming president in 1994, Nelson Mandela appointed Tutu to be chairman of the country's Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Russian diplomats and military officials will take part in talks with the United States in January on a list of security guarantees Moscow wants from Washington amid tensions between the two over Ukraine. Retired Lieutenant General Ben Hodges from the Center for European Policy Analysis on Al Jazeera Monday.
I don't believe that the Kremlin actually wants to invade all the way across Ukraine. I don't see a big red arrow that goes across Ukraine. I don't think that Russian Federation forces actually could do that. Not against modern-day Ukrainian forces and a very resistant population.
USA Radio News. The Omicron variant of COVID-19 could create a massive surge of cases in either January or April of 2022. That's according to Rochelle Walensky at the CDC. As the first antiviral pills for COVID-19 promise needed protection for people at risk, one doctor, whose focus is on vaccine distribution, says we're going to come out of the holidays a worse-off nation because of Omicron. Dr. Peter Hotez on MSNBC.
Here's my worry. We're going to come out of the other side of this Christmas weekend and realize that our health system has already started the unraveling process, because we have the confluence of about five or six things that are coming together now over the next few weeks. First of all, those lines that you saw for testing, remember, for every line that you see, you have to figure there's three or four times as many people who've looked at that line and said, the heck with it, I'll just wing it because I'm not going to wait in line for 3 hours to get a test.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of the emails I got this weekend was one of our listeners said that Joe Biden had repeated "Let's go Brandon" on air, and he's really out of it. And what did I think about that? So I saw the clip. Did you guys see this? This is something that actually I'm a little mixed on what happened here. I'm not a fan. I think it was wrong. So what happened was, I guess Joe Biden. We're doing these live stream Christmas Eve calls with kids on what they want for Christmas. And again, I'm a huge fan of Christmas. Okay, no politics. For me, no politics. I don't like, I fact, you know, we went to friends' house. We didn't talk politics. Just, it's, you know, this is about, you know, religion and love and family. And so knowing that Biden and or President Joe Biden and Joe were going to be talking to kids about what Santa, what they want from Santa and all that, okay, I thought it was nice. I thought it was great. I mean, yes, I'd like our country back on track, but, you know, it's a nice thing. So apparently a father called, and Jared Schmeck, 35 years old, from Oregon, and apparently he was able to make the call, and Joe Biden was talking to his kids about what they wanted. I think one asked for a Nintendo and all that. And then I guess at the end, Jared said, let's go Brandon. And so Joe Biden repeated that. And he said, let's go, Brandon. Where are you? In Oregon and, you know, whatever. And it was one of those things where, you know, you guys understand what the let's go, Brandon is, which, by the way, that's kind of interesting in terms of Brandon is now like, okay, now wait a second. I can't get a job here or I can't get a sponsor. That's a problem. But basically when Brandon Brown was it, when he was being interviewed after a race, the crowd was chanting, which has been happening very often in sports arenas, blank Joe Biden with the F word. And when the newscaster heard it and was like, okay, you know, how do we undraw attention? He goes, you see what they're saying? They're saying, let's go Brandon. And you could see him almost laugh, but it was awkward for him and he's trying to move forward. But let's go Brandon has now been this phrase that is a kind of a not even conservative. I think it's anybody who isn't happy with Joe Biden will say it because it's a clean way to say it. Apparently the next day or a couple days later, kids were telling the race car drivers, you know, start your engines, and then a kid on air goes, let's go Brandon. So apparently it's a kid friendly and non cuss word friendly way for people to, I guess, insult Joe Biden. My problem with what happened with the Oregon man is even though President Biden repeated it, I don't know if the president repeated it so much because of dementia. There's many other issues that make me concerned about his cognitive abilities and that, but it's because it was really awkward and the kids are around. You know, and kids are watching, and this is something that I think, you know, even though I understand why people say it, I understand their frustration, I thought it was bad timing. If you wanted to be funny, I could understand somebody going, you know, okay, you know, what would you like for Christmas? You know, a new president, click. But after the president spent time with your kids, after you went through that and had the honor of speaking to a president, even if you don't agree with him, it's still an honor to be able to speak to the president of the United States. You know, to do that, I just thought it was poor. It was definitely poor form. And so apparently the Oregon man has gotten a lot of, you know, criticism. He said he was doing it as a joke. He even live streamed it. And now he's received threatening calls. He said, I understand there's a vulgar meaning to let's go Brandon, but I'm not that simple-minded no matter how I feel about him. He said, you know, he seems like he's a cordial guy. There's no animosity or anything like that. It was merely just an innocent jest to also express my God-given right to express my frustrations in a joking manner. I love him just like I love any other brother or sister. So what I think he was doing is I think he was trying to be funny. I think he was trying to stream. I was able to tell the president, let's go Brandon. And it just kind of didn't sit well with a lot of us because, you know, even if you agree with let's go Brandon or not, you know, the president talked to his kids. But what's interesting is the driver, Brandon Brown, says he had nothing to do with this let's go Brandon. He says he's getting canceled. He says he's getting extremely difficult to get a sponsorship. So after Kelly Stavast, NBC Sports reporter, even though she didn't confuse the NASCAR crowd, I think she did the best she can because you can't have cussing on the air. So she tried to cover it up with, you see, they're saying, let's go Brandon, rather than blank Joe Biden. Because he hasn't taken a stand, he's 28 years old, he's getting into some trouble. in terms of which he shouldn't be. This world's gone crazy. The pro racing driver has now spoken out about the effect the chant has had on his professional career, and now he has a hard time finding sponsors, saying he's viewed as a ticking time bomb despite never expressing any political views. Now, apparently, according to Daily Mail, he is Republican, but, I mean, he had nothing to do with that. He was just being interviewed, and it was just the crowd, and it was the newscaster. So, I mean, so he said, it got extremely difficult for us. If you're a national corporation, that means you sell to all consumers. And unfortunately, when you get dragged into the political arena, people want you to take a side. I've never been put in a position where it's, okay, what side do you want, left or right? So it's hard for a brand to want to attach to somebody who might be kind of divisive in their consumer base. If I'm going to divide Coca-Cola, why would they want to talk to me? He said, so the short answer is it's been tough to connect with partnerships just because it's kind of viewed as a ticking time bomb. What is he doing to choose or say, and how would that affect our consumer base? He said, it's not too much of a risk, I understand on their side, but it's made it really hard to tie everything down. So, really, really nice guy. If he, you know, he spoke as well as he could on the topic because of what's been going on. But, you know, this is where you can't be Republican and be, you know, I mean, is it being canceled because of what happened with that, or is he being canceled because he's a Republican? You know, we live in a democracy. We live in a republic where we should be able to be libertarian, Green Party, liberal, ultra-liberal, and it not affect our work. Now, is this our fault? Is it our fault because we allowed our politics to get into our work? That's going to be something we're going to be talking about next. But, you know, I think, you know, going back to Joe Biden, it's very interesting in terms of, you know, where he's going and in terms of his, shall we say, you know, future in politics in the Democratic Party. Apparently last week we were told that Fox News soared above CNN, even with the Democrat demographic. Data finds 29% of all liberals watch the news station. Keep in mind, whenever there's a president, the opposite party's network is going to do better, because there's going to be a lot of people going, well, you know, we want to see more critical, you know, thinking of the president. You know, it doesn't make sense to go, oh yeah, our president's awesome. So, you know, MSNBC obviously is not going to be getting, you know, as many views as they did when Trump was obviously in power. But I think we do have a disconnect between how well our president is functioning and how well he's running things and what's happening. And so, you know, when you hear the Let's Go Brandon, or when you see the you know, ratings for, shall we say, Fox News, or ratings for talk radio ratings have absolutely skyrocketed. I mean, I'm grateful to you guys, but you know, I mean, you know, my show, people have come to my show to listen to what I say and not what Fauci says, or, you know, and so it's a very interesting time, and I don't think the majority of the country is very happy at all with where things are going. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dahlia Radio Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, as we move forward, we're coming into 2022, and I'm very excited about it. Remember I told you guys 2021 is not going to be without its drama. I don't like saying I told you so, but last year we were kind of talking about, okay, let's get out of 2020, and I'm like, I think there's going to be a lot of drama. I think, and actually I think it was before the election even. I'm like, there's going to be drama. Not so much from the political side, but from the virus side, and probably from a whole bunch of, so, you know, we knew 2021 was going to be a poop show also. But the one thing that is not going away that I think needs to be fixed immediately is people getting canceled for their political party affiliation. Remember I told you there's a website that just outs everybody. You put in their name and it brings up all the neighbors. So I'm nonpartisan when you pull me up. I don't know if I have it here. There's tons of websites. But then it brought up my neighbors. Because apparently the Secretary of State will put your address out there, and then once they know your address, when you register to vote, so you could see all my neighbors and all their addresses and all their political affiliations. So I went to my neighbors and I said, hey guys, look, if anybody Googles me, it pulls up, or if they Google you, it's going to pull up the whole neighborhood. So the whole neighborhood, whether they're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, whatever, it comes up. And so, and you know, I don't think anybody should feel like they have to hide their political party. I mean, I'm nonpartisan because I told you guys I vote for the person, and because I have so many conservative and moderate and more socially liberal sort of affinities that I'm kind of a mix. And so why register for just one party? Just I'm nonpartisan, and then I'll make my decision when I vote. But this outing is very cryptic. I think it's very evil. It's supposed to be very encroaching. So when we talked about Brandon Brown from Let's Go Brandon, you know, him being Republican, and now he's kind of feeling like he's getting canceled, even though the Let's Go Brandon happened, you know, completely independent of him. He was just in an interview before the sportscaster tried to cover up the Blake Joe Biden chant in the background. One thing I wanted to bring up is how this is all our fault. We let this happen, and we have an ability to fix it. So when I grew up, my father would always say, don't talk religion, don't talk politics. You never talk politics, never talk religion. It's stupid if you do. You're going to get somebody angry, everybody get mad. Don't talk about it. Don't go there. And so we didn't really talk about a lot of religion. We didn't talk about a lot of politics. I mean, I know people were a fan of, you know, Ronald Reagan, where I grew up, because I was in Arizona. And we know, you know, there was, you know, a little bit here and there, but it wasn't like we see now. Now people are very open. And I actually don't mind that. I love political discussions. I think it's fantastic. My conservative and liberal friends I have fantastic conversations with. I think that's great. I mean, you know, I think it's fantastic to have these discussions. But what's not fantastic is when people get fired. After the switch from the Trump administration to the Biden administration, there was a lot of people who changed their registration. And a lot of the news pundits said, you see, people are leaving the Republican Party because of Trump. No, they were leaving the Republican Party because people were getting outed and possibly losing their job. And now you have a NASCAR driver, Brandon Brown, who apparently is pretty gifted at what he does. I don't really follow a lot of racing. And he's having trouble getting sponsorships because of politics. Now, if work is apolitical, why does it matter what you believe in? Why does it matter if you're Jewish or Catholic or Mormon or black or white or Republican or Democrat? Why does it matter? I mean, I can understand somebody being able to speak multiple languages, so sometimes their ethnicity might be an asset in terms of, but an employer is supposed to be equal opportunity. They are not supposed to care if you're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, female, male, transgender. If you could do a job, and you could do a job well, you get the job. But we've infused politics into our jobs. In Hollywood, I watch these shows. I it's almost like it's a complete woke fest. And mind you, if that's how you feel, that's great, but why is it in my entertainment? Why am I trying to watch a show like either a murder mystery or a comedy? And like Will and Grace. I love Will and Grace. Will and Grace is one of my favorite shows of all time. Yet when they came back for a new series of it, they couldn't get through one show without ripping on politics. And so it's almost like the powers that be said, you know what? We are going to bring politics in. We are going to. Let's make politics a thing so that then, based on your political ideology, we can discriminate against you. Can we please get politics out of medicine? Can we get politics out of Hollywood? Can we get politics out of engineering? Out of business? But no, politics is. I mean, the Coca-Cola company, here they are in Georgia, and they have to now alter their business because there's a bill, you know, with the voting rights bill. And then boycotts happen, and people tell them to choose a side. Can't they just make Coca-Cola? Let Coca-Cola do what they do best. Make Coke. Let a doctor do what they do best. Treat you. But no, they drag these doctors in going, are you bringing up ivermectin? Are you telling them to wear their masks? Are you doing, I mean, everybody wants to draw people in politically. And when are we going to stand up and say, stop it? When are we going to say, leave us alone? We don't want politics in our cereal. I mean, there's politics in everything now. Now, I get that America has not been very inclusive of people, and that has to change and reverse. I think we have made some big, big errors throughout our history, as many countries have done. But when you try to compensate for that by saying, well, then this is why we get to now infuse politics into everything, you actually start to kind of make a mess of it. And I can't tell you how many shows they're like, why did they have to bring that up? And you know, it insults us as a woman. It insults us as, you know, like for example, yesterday, the Washington football team was getting completely like decimated by the Cowboys. The Cowboys were kicking the Washington football team's butt. And then, this isn't Al Michaels or Chris Collinsworth's fault. I think they're fantastic broadcasters. They're my favorite. I love them. But as Washington Redskins is really, really now struggling, and, you know, they bring up the female, is she the offensive line coach? I'm not sure. I forget. And I apologize. I don't have her name in front of me. And it's like, that would have been great for that to be brought up before the game, you know, or as the game. But it got brought up because probably, you know, NBC is like, look, we want to show that we have female coaches now in the NFL, woo-hoo, which is fantastic. But of all the times that had to be brought up, it was when it looked like Washington was getting, it just was a bad optic. And this wasn't Al Michaels or Chris Collinsworth's fault, but you're like, okay, guys. You know, Washington football team got killed, and that's right when you realize that their playoffs hopes are completely, you know, again, decimated as well. Now you're bringing up, oh yeah, and here's the female coach. So we, you know, I think we need to, as a country, say no more politics. No more trying to, you know, infuse these narratives, because you're actually hurting the cause, and now you're forcing people to be, you know, to pick a side, and pick a side they might not even want. Do you really want an undercover Democrat or an undercover Republican? You know, just get politics out of there so you can just hire people that do the right job. 1-877-DOT-DALLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.